When one considers the collectors and curators who led the charge of modern art, the portrait consistently emerges of someone wealthy, urban, and socially connected. Now, picture the Brown County, Indiana art scene during the same era, where impressionistic landscape painting had never gone out of style. A new exhibition at the Indianapolis Museum of Art invites us to consider that neither of those images is quite so simple. WFIU's Yael Cassander reports.
Before the U.S. got into World War II, Ernie Pyle spent a summer in Brown County observing some of the locals. He devoted one column to a lady who, like himself, had just arrived.
Ognia Latour is doing a remarkable thing. It's so unusual, it's hard to believe until you know her.
Lifelong Brown County resident Charlie Rausch is reading Ernie Pyle's column from the summer of 1940.
She's trying, apparently, without thought or means of recompense, to present to the people of Indiana an understanding of modern art.
But in 1940, the people of Indiana were not necessarily receptive to modern art. When the Indianapolis Museum of Art was considering acquiring its first works by Picasso and Matisse in the early 40s, decades after European modernism had debuted in the States, the board voted it down.
Booth Tarkington, who was on the board, actually said it is a distinguishment not to have this kind of work in our collection.
And that was in Indianapolis, the big city. So why Ognia Latour would establish the Indiana Museum of Modern Art in a Brown County farmhouse remains just as puzzling now as it did to Ernie Pyle 75 years ago.
I don't know where it was driven from, but she fought hard for her collection to be seen.
Anastasia Karpova-Tinari curated the Ognia Latour collection, Modernism in Indiana, at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. In 1940, the collection comprised nearly 500 works that Latour had acquired through her associations with artists both on the West Coast, where she lived in the 20s, and in New York, where she took a job in 1934. Latour worked at the Federal Art Gallery, which represented artists employed by one of Roosevelt's WPA programs.
People don't think of the WPA era as this really exciting time in New York. People really focused on the 40s and 50s as New York becoming the center of avant-garde art.
But the pictures Latour acquired there represent some of the artists who would come to define American modernism: Stuart Davis, Arshile Gorky, and even Jackson Pollock. Never wealthy, Latour grew her collection not only with gifts, but by investing in emerging artists, modeling for them, and paying on installment.
For example, the two Stuart Davis paintings that she had, she really kind of saved up for them and paid, you know, a little bit at a time.
While working at the Federal Art Gallery, Latour opened up her apartment to showcase her growing collection. The Ognia Latour Gallery kept regular hours, maintained a rotating exhibition schedule, and was open free of charge. While her own project was taking off, however, Ognia lost her day job.
That project fell through and she didn't have the money to stay in New York.
Brown County native Rob Lawless was a longtime friend of Ognia's.
She was from Indiana and she knew about Nashville being an artist colony, so that's why she came here.
So she purchased a farmhouse near Nashville, installed her collection, and opened her doors to the public.
Yeah, it was certainly not your typical art museum. If you look at pictures of Ognia Latour's Indiana Museum for Modern Art, you'll actually see she put paintings on the outside of her farmhouse.
Her unconventional advertising didn't do a whole lot for attendance. Most of her visitors were Indiana University students, escorted by Henry Hope from the art department. Hope exhibited Latour's collection on campus and purchased several important pieces. But as for the members of the storied Brown County art colony,
her artwork was not accepted here.
Definitely not. Didn't like what she was collecting because they were impressionists and landscape artists.
Rob's wife, Judith Lawless, reminded me that in the 40s, a lot of the artists one might think of as having belonged to a previous era were still alive and working.
Adolph Schultz, Ello Griffith, Will Vauder.
Were they still around? And yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Definitely.
Yeah. Marie Goth. And Rob's mother was a good friend of Marie Goth.
But there wasn't a lot of love lost between the landscape painters and Ognia Latour. And it wasn't all about aesthetic differences.
They didn't like her lifestyle.
Okay, so tell me what we're looking at in this photograph. Rob shows me a sepia-colored photograph of Ognia and a group of eight guys posing with nutty props out on the lawn in front of the farmhouse.
This is some of her friends. Not all of them were artists. They were photography and and did writing.
Theater people.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah.
This looks like a very artistic, progressive circle. Were they unusual for Brown County at that time?
Very.
Definitely unusual. They were hippies before they were such a thing as hippie generation.
Anya was nothing if not an individual. In the late 40s, she set about building a contemporary house she christened Spellbound.
The first time a friend of ours saw Anya, she was building Spellbound House, most of it herself. She was in a flaming red Mexican skirt, hauling concrete blocks up with a rope, building that house.
Yeah, I think there was definitely a lot of kind of, who is this woman? She said she was having a hard time finding a job because people thought she was a communist and was showing her collection as propaganda.
But it wasn't just Anya's liberal political outlook that may have alienated the Brown County establishment.
Let's just say that at our wedding, she hung a banner two stories high out the window. On the balcony where we had our reception.
Judith and Rob were married at Spellbound House in 1973.
And on that were pinned mementos, two stories of mementos from each of her lovers. Jewelry.
Jewelry, a lot of jewelry attached to it. She proud.
Very proud of it.
I think I recall maybe that she'd been married a time or two, possibly.
Charlie Rausch grew up on the property next to Anya's farmhouse museum.
It never entered the picture as far as we were concerned. I'm sure my mother knew that, but didn't matter. I mean, she was still going to be a friend and help her.
Nor was Anya aloof. Two photographs by Brown County News photographer Frank Hohenberger show a gathering at Anya's home of the Van Buren Township Home Economics Club in 1946. Farm wives in pale printed dresses pose across Anya's front porch. Anya's the one in black.
She certainly looked different, the way she dressed and so on, than the rest of the women in the picture. But she got along so well with everybody, I think. And she was really, took interest in me as a kid, you know.
Anya created a wall hanging for Charlie's childhood bedroom and helped him paint his ugly linoleum floor.
And she and I set about just sponge painting all over that whole floor. It's a pretty good sized room. We tore that house down in 2007. And the excavator was already working on the house, and I peeled back the carpet, and there was that same, it was still there.
Your mom and your dad weren't really that interested in art per se, right?
No.
Yeah.
Probably my dad less than my mother. No, I would say that art was something new to us, you know.
Over the years, Charlie and his wife have built a considerable art collection of their own, mostly Brown County landscape paintings. Do you think that there's any possibility that living near her as a child in some way influenced you to be interested in art?
Well, yeah, to a small extent, sure.
Anya's legacy is a little more tangible in the Nashville Library, where Charlie and I have been visiting in a large, light-filled suite that was endowed with funds she left. A painting and two busts of Anya are displayed alongside Hohenberger's photos of the area's painters and early settlers. Anya Latour is part of Brown County history, but also the history of American art. In 1972, 4 years before her death, Latour left the remaining 140 pieces of her art collection to the Indianapolis Museum of Art. For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
The Anya Latour Collection, Modernism in Indiana, is on view at the Indianapolis Museum of Art through April 12, 2015. Two works from the Latour Collection are also on view at the IU Art Museum through May.